One of the things the Lord said to me as something that he could repeat to me over and over is, Denise, you don't have to do anything without me, and you get to do everything with me. And so I try to practice whatever I'm doing. I don't have to do anything without him, and I get to do everything.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour.
Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in from all around the nations of the world to this week's what's going to be an extremely powerful, very beautiful conversation, this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And my special guest joining me today, I have just listened to her recently speaking at a women's conference where she just brought the house down. Well, Holy Spirit did through her. She's a pastor. She's a mama, a spiritual mama to many. She teaches intercession. She lives it. She is a powerful prophetic intercessor who actually prays the heart of God and teaches people how to do that, and consequently sees significant breakthrough as the purposes of God begin to manifest in the earth. His promises begin to be realized into people's experience. So just be expectant. You're going to get some nuggets today, and then we'll pray for you at the end. So it's my joy to welcome into the conversation with me, Denise Wakefield. Denise, welcome.
Thank you. It's my honor to be here today. So honored. Yeah.
So thankful that you could squeeze us in. Because like I said, just watching you recently on the Wonder Conference, it was like, yeah, I just love your authenticity and your love. And clearly, like, what impacted me was that just your love for Jesus and your love for people and your passion that people would really understand powerful intercession, like what the difference is between praying and breakthrough intercession, where we begin to govern from his heart, you know, from the relationship we have with him. Okay, so question one, what would you say from your life experience and your relationship with Jesus this far in, what's your definition of intercession, like serious intercession?
I want to just kind of give a picture, first of all. My definition starts with this picture I like to give. People sometimes ask, what's the difference of just, you know, talking to Papa and spending time with him, having conversation? Why the intensity? Why do we need to necessarily do such demonstrative prayer? And I don't think intercession, by the way, is always demonstrative. But that being said, what the way I explain this is, I love Papa. He loves me. We spend time together. We hang out together. A natural father, you would spend time with, hanging out, talking about all kinds of things, fun stuff, watching movies together, doing all the things that you love and he loves. And then there comes a time that Papa actually has a business, and you change from having conversations around the dinner table about just fun life stuff, and not just that, just your own personal things, to all of a sudden now we are in the boardroom and we're dealing with business. And that's how I see intercession. Intercession is something that has to do with, it's kind of like what Jesus said. He said, I'm about my Father's business. There's a shift that happens. You know, when I'm 4 or 5 years old, I'm not about Father's business. When I get a little bit more mature, there's a shift that happens, because I'm not just there to receive everything from the Father, but I'm there to see, what is his heart? What is he doing? What is he wanting? There's a shift. That growing relationship with you and him turns out to be and turns into to something where you're burning for what he's burning for. and what his heart is for. And so for me, intercession is one of those vehicles that you're doing the Father's business. So you shift it from just personal relationship, where intercession is definitely fundamentally, that's where it begins. You can't actually intercede. So my definition of intercession is executing the dreams of God's heart.
Oof.
That's my definition.
Yes. Wow.
It's executing his dreams. That's basically a real simple definition, my definition anyway. It used to be where I grew up in a through different ministries. I've been in parts of a lot of different streams, and intercession was a part of my life from the very, very beginning. Old school Pentecostal church. We prayed, but the relational piece wasn't there as strong. So we would, we would see an issue and we would just start praying. But partnering with the Father, partnering with Holy Spirit is a totally different thing. You just pick, because what a lot of times what happens is we filter what we think is what God wants through our own lens. And if we're not in constant communication and relationship, we a lot of times get it wrong. And I like to say this might sound very strong, but we sometimes stumble into witchcraft prayers because we're praying from our own ideas. And we know everybody's growing and their minds being renewed. So,
That's it's profound. And I actually felt, I felt Holy Spirit when you said that then. You just, and I love what you said, like you start, you get to a point where you start burning to know what's on his heart, and then you begin to pray, you begin to decree in literally, like, hey, as an overflow of his heart, what he wants to bring into the earth, what he wants to have manifest. And there's that shift that happens as we mature. Just, I love how you language that then, and also what you just touched on then, because I know loads of you out there will be going, witchcraft prayer, okay, witchcraft prayer, oh my gosh,
Sorry.
what the heck. I totally know what you're talking about, but just for people who you guys like, we don't want you to be worried, and you can,
I'm sorry.
oh, no, we're all powerful, we're all growing, we're all messy, and Jesus is the same God, right? So, but I just want you to, I want you to just define that for us, like what the difference between praying the heart of God and straying inadvertently into witchcraft prayer, which none of us would want to do, but it's
No,
really
no. It's
important to be
not
clear.
purposeful. It's definitely not intentional.
It's
But the
quite
Bible
important.
calls it in Galatians, actually, that witchcraft, I know a lot of times people think of witchcraft as something supernaturally demonic, and it doesn't even have to be go that far. The Bible says witchcraft is a work of the flesh. So it's not just, the demonic will get can get a hold of it, but I'm just saying, when I say witchcraft, I'm just saying things that are outside. When I term witchcraft, I think about we use powers that are not aligned with God. We go around, so the thing is that he's given us the power of our tongues. And so we're powerful. We're powerful beings. What we say matters. And so that's what I mean. I don't mean that, we probably don't realize this, but we say a lot of things that are not good. For us, for our families, for just out of emotion, because I don't it's not that deep. It's just things that are said that are not good, and we don't understand the power of our tongues. Life and death is in the power of our tongues. So we say things a lot of times like we have built our worlds through our mouths, and we don't realize that. So when I say that, that's an extreme way of saying, we speak things that are bringing death.
And it's really important for us to mature in this area of awareness, isn't it? Because, like you said, we are seriously powerful beings. We're made in the image of God. And those of us that are carrying Christ, like you said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Lord says, speak life, choose life, choose life.
Absolutely.
We do. We create our world with our words, don't we? And
Yes.
we can say flippant things, but we're actually empowering realm with what we're saying. And so
Absolutely.
when we start to tune into that, we slow down and speak less,
Yes.
make sure we're in tune with his heart. Yeah, that's really helpful, and it's really important for all of us, because I'm sure the Lord is wanting to turn the power up, so
Yes.
begin to govern effectively, but from a pure heart
Absolutely.
and really in tune with his heart.
Yes.
So how do you like, what's your internal world look like? How do you walk with the Lord to stay in this place of really real connectedness to his heart, so you're just in tune and you know how to create his heart, pray his heart? What does your internal world look like? How do you do that?
Well, I this is something that over the years I've endeavored to have this unity and this oneness with God, with Holy Spirit, with Jesus. I was actually listening to one of your podcasts just recently, and I was like, that is what I'm saying.
Oh, good.
Not
It's encouraging.
good. But at the beginning of my time at BSSM, Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, one of the things I came thinking, I'm like, Lord, one of my I had like five, I had done a vision board, and my top vision, I had dealt with various areas, but one of my goals was, Lord, I want to live in unbroken communion. That's what I want to do, right? And so one of the things the Lord said to me as something that he could repeat to me over and over is, Denise, you don't have to do anything without me, and you get to do everything with me. And so I try to practice whatever I'm doing. I don't have to do anything without him. And I get to do everything. So the constant, the not making the secret place time the only time that I'm in union. I'm in union with him all the time, every day. And I'm passionate. One of the other things, I'm asking him, what's on your heart? What do you want to talk about today? Like, what are you? And every time I lead an intercession session or training, I'm asking him, what does he want the training to be about? What does he want intercession to be? I mean, I'm acknowledging him every time I step into intercession, every single time. Like, we're in constant conversation about what is on his heart. Someone, I was doing some training in New York, and an intercession leader who her pastor was launching and planning another ministry in another part of the country. I think one of the Carolinas. And one of the questions she asked me is, what advice would I give her concerning how to approach intercession as they're planting? And she shared with me that they had highlighted some areas, they did some spiritual mapping, highlighted problem areas in that city. And I said, before you do any of that, I would suggest that you would just lay down, dream with God, ask him what was he dreaming of when he created that city. When that city was built, what was his dream? What was he thinking? And from there, begin to intercede. Partner with God's dream about the city, the person, the place, the circumstance. Bill Johnson says something that I have really begin to applicate to my life, and that is, I can't afford to have a thought in my head that God doesn't have about me. And when I was asking the Lord about a prayer intercession initiative about around unity, this is what he said to me. I was like, well, Lord, what's the key? He said, Denise, in the same way that you can't afford to have a thought in your head about what a thought in your head about what I think about, I mean, about that's different than what I think about you. You can't afford to have a thought in your head about a person, a people group that I don't have. And so for me, that helps strengthen my strategy of like, I need to know what you're thinking, because there's no point in praying anything else.
There really isn't. There really isn't. I love that. And then you sit like with the city, you're asking the Lord for the strategy for the city, and it's really what is in your heart, what's your dream, and then we partner with that. And so you sit all that mess that you're about to go and pray and be helpful with in the
Right.
context of divine perspective, right? So then you just
Absolutely.
start pulling things in line from a place of rest and relationship with him. I just love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something else I wanted to ask you. When I was listening to you teaching, I just thought, oh, come on, I love this. You used the example of a woman from the point of conception through the trimesters to giving birth. Using that illustration to describe the process of becoming impregnated with the dreams of God, to use that language, right? So the dream, the promise is there, the vision is there, and then you walk through a process to birth. And that was the way that you were explaining how one moves into a place of breakthrough,
Yeah.
seeing his dream come into reality. So I thought, I want to talk to you about that because that's super life-giving for people, and it's a really clear, beautiful picture. I
Yes.
wanted to ask you, okay, so let's just walk through these.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'd be talking for 4 days because it's such a
Yes.
subject, and I wish we could, but okay. So talk to me about that, like moment of conception. This is because, so guys, be prepared. This is like, it's not formulaic, but it's super helpful languaging to go from promise of God to reality in your life to get actual breakthrough. So okay, so conception. Let's talk to us about that, the initial stages.
Conception. You know what? This is I think about this. I wanted that day that I was teaching it, I was thinking about sometimes people without even realizing that they're getting pregnant. I see conception happening in worship.
Yeah, me too. Why don't you just look?
Yes, it's like you are so in love. You are in this deep moment of worship and you're crying out to God and he's loving you and there's this exchange happening and there's these intimate things that you're saying to him and these intimate things that he's saying to you. And those are the moments I feel sometimes are conception moments. Like he's birthing these dreams. He's saying, would you do this? And would you? And you're like, you're in such a deep moment. You're like, I will do anything.
Take my
I will.
heart,
And guess what happens? That's the moment of conception. Your yes.
revelation drops
Yeah. Yeah.
it's in your womb, your spiritual womb of faith. Yeah.
And you revelation drops, like you said, and you're impregnated and you leave that place. Some people don't even realize what they just said yes to.
No.
They're,
Most,
yeah.
right? We've
And
no,
then
we just trust him because he's good. Yeah.
yes. And then before they know it, they start showing. Things start happening. Things start happening in your life, in your world. God starts showing up in ways. You start getting more prophetic words around this topic or this thing that God wants to birth. Your desires begin to change. Your appetite begins to change. You start feeding on different scriptures. God, I even think that God starts bringing different parts of the body to you that is going to help nourish that thing that's growing on the inside, whatever that dream is. But how can you partner with it? You can nourish it through the prophetic word. I know the Bible says war with the prophecies. Begin to nourish the prophetic word. Begin to take care of what you say, what you hear, what you see. Began to pull aside. I mean, if we was to compare to pregnancy, we change the way we eat, we sleep differently, we do all the things that are different. So if we from a pregnancy perspective, just begin to take care of that you're carrying and begin to be. The other thing I noticed that women today did, I didn't know to do this when back then, but you begin to speak to that baby. And you begin to decree, you read to the baby, you talk, do you know what I mean? So begin to declare and pray and nurture and go through all of that time of conception once you figure out, but I believe conception happens in worship.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I love it because it's like with the traditional Jewish women, I don't know whether it's something they do today, but I certainly know it in biblical times, they would go into seclusion, wouldn't they, for the last trimester of the pregnancy, and they would speak the word of God into the baby's spirit because they believed that the baby would then be nourished and born strong, body, soul, and spirit.
Wow.
I was so impacted by that when I found that out. And it's the same thing, isn't it? When you start to realize you're carrying a vision of God,
Yes.
his intention, his dream to be birthed into the earth or prayed, whatever it is, that's in, you become increasingly aware of the life that you're carrying, that you, the word of God, and you begin to speak into it, the word of
Yeah.
God. I'm saying you start to nourish yourself with faith and with truth, and then suddenly you come to that place where what he's developing in you, it's time, it's the right timing of God, and then you begin to bring to birth that which you've been carrying. It's a super powerful metaphor, really, isn't it? To just help us understand what starts to happen once we have that revelation drop, and then what how we can partner with that, with God, through our faith and through the word of God. Oh, I just love it. Absolutely brilliant. So what would you say at the moment is one of the ways that the Lord's got you praying?
Right now,
Mm-hmm.
I think I feel like what the Lord has asked me to do is train intercessors.
Yeah.
And just our conversation today is a lot of what I say and reiterate over and over and over, your partnership with him. The other day I was talking to one of the classes and I was just sharing about how they had authority. And one of the things that really came up in my spirit was with a lot of times when people say authority, they just think, they think in terms of like power to do something, but they don't really think of responsibility. And, one of the things I felt like the Lord emphasized is, hey, I've given you dominion in the earth and I've given you authority, and authority means actually responsibility. It's our responsibility to use our words to intercede. I think the church as a whole. And one of the things I've really sensed, though, along with this whole idea of partnering with the Holy Spirit, is what I heard the Lord say out of Isaiah 6, I think it's 6 and 6, about the coals on the mouth, that there's a coal coming off the altar. There's a holiness. There's a fear of God that is about to rest on intercessors like they haven't in times past. Like there's this holy reverence for actually making sure that our prayers are aligned with God. There's a fear of God coming. That's what I sense that the Lord is asking me to partner with. Like, because I think it's kind of like what you said earlier. I think that why that's important is I think he's going to begin to release more and more and more power, more for what he's doing in these days. And intercession is really key. And so having a body of intercessors that are governed by the fear of God is really, really important. Our partnership is important.
Really is. I've been praying in my secret life with the Lord, and many of you guys out there have heard me saying different aspects of this, but I've been praying a very similar thing to you. I've been feeling and seeing the purity coming on the body of Christ, so that through our deepening experience of him, obviously when we're touched and we're in tune with the one within us who is holiness, we begin holiness, right? So I've been feeling that, and that reverential awe of who he is. We're being graced with that.
Yes, it's so great. Yes.
So that we can begin to steward more power, so we can begin to govern effectively
Absolutely.
because our speech is pure, our hearts are pure, we're reverent,
Yes.
bowed before him out of love and honor and awe of who he is. Like we're getting perspective again. So it's really interesting. I was curious to see what the Lord had put in your hearts before. So I wondered whether it would be quite similar. And it really, so I've been really like really interceding in the secret place with the Lord for this
Oh, good.
beautiful bride to begin to emerge who
Absolutely.
reveals God, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what governance is, isn't it? It's revealing him,
Yes.
expressing out of our mouth and expressing out of our lives, you know, shining out of our lives. And it's what we all want, isn't it? And just
Absolutely.
getting us all there. You know, he's very good at being God, but and he will get us there. But I would love actually to spend a little bit of time in the, we've probably got about 5 minutes or so left, but I would love for us to pray and to ask you to pray for the body of Christ to really move in this shift of acceptance of him. Because I don't believe it's just a few of us who are called to intercession. I believe it's a lifestyle through our mature relationship with him, and it results in governance. So
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
I'm super championing you on because I love what you're doing, because it's so important that we get trained in proper supernatural intercession and know to begin to be able to govern effectively and shut off a lot of this drama in the spirit realm that's wreaking havoc in the nations and begin the Lord's order, you know, his kingdom, his will, right? His kingdom on earth, everywhere. So will you pray with your powerful spirit
Yes,
in your heart?
I. So, Papa, we just thank you, God. I thank you for this time of just fellowship. Papa, I just pray for the intercessors all over the body. I pray for the body of Christ that you would begin to awaken the intercessors in them. God, that you would begin to awaken them, awaken them, awaken them to their place in the spirit, to their place seated with you in heavenly places, to the place where God, that they govern with you, to the place, Father, I thank you, God, that you will begin to deal with your lovers. That you would begin to deal with your lovers, that they get to sit with you and govern with you, and they get to pray, and they get to be an executor of your dreams, God. The privilege to create with you, the privilege to execute what Jesus died for. The thank you, God, that the Romans 8, the Romans 8 body of Christ is about to rise up and take their place as sons and daughters in intercession. And so, Father, I thank you, God, that they're so willing to hear your heart and so willing to sanctify their lips to be able to have the honor to decree and execute your dreams in Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit. Wow. Amen. We agree.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for tuning us all in to your heart, resensitizing our capacity to truly, really deeply hear your voice. Hear your voice, know your heart, speak as one sound. Straight from you, Lord, is an expression of your heart in the earth and of your authority. Wow, in a place of surrender and purity and holiness. Just when you were praying, I just saw then I could feel the power of Holy Spirit moving, Denise. And then I saw many of us whose life has caused you to feel like you've gone far away from your throne, your capacity to co-reign with Christ. And I saw lots of us as you were praying then beginning to crawl back up onto the throne, like
On
a little bit timid,
that's
a little bit wobbly, a little bit warfared out, but climbing back on the throne
yes, come on,
and going, okay, I'm in
you
again.
back.
I'm back.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Yes,
Yeah.
we need to do this together.
Yes, we
We
do.
need to do this together. I'm excited to do it together. We get to do it.
Yeah,
We
it's who we are, isn't it? We are
that.
on Earth because we host the one who is
Yes. Is
authority. And so, yeah, it's Christ in us as well, isn't it? I think just finishing, I just want to say this, you're probably praying the same thing, that the onus of responsibility to bring kingdom on earth is really on the Lord. It's just he wants to do it through relationship with us. So as we flop back down in our throne, in our willingness to co-reign with him out of our relationship, it's him that takes over as we yield.
Absolutely, so easy.
Amazing. That's what comes across from your life. You enjoy him, and then he's just powerful through you.
Yeah.
That's the privilege, isn't it? That's the
It really is. Yeah.
so awesome. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you for like 3 days at least.
Thank
Thank you for giving us your precious time.
you. Absolutely. Love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, welcome. And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time too. Have the most amazing week. You are back. You are in position, co-reigning with Jesus, decree
Yes.
heart. Yeah. Have an amazing week. Look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.